With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So hello everybody and welcome to this month's EvoStick East West show for the month of October. And on this month's show we're going to be looking at the FA Trophy as we're going to be joined by the management at Stamford, Prescott Cables, Mask United, Newcastle Town and Ossett United. And later in the show we're also going to be touching on both Division East and West as we'll be joined by the managers at Sheffield FC and Widnes. But before all of that, we do have to kick things off talking about the second qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy. As I said, we've got loads of interviews coming up on this month's show, but we're going to kick things off with possibly tie of the round involving NPL sides. It's Stamford hosting Kettering Town. And on Friday evening, I caught up with a manager at Stamford. Here's Graham Drury. Graham, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to tomorrow's biggie, let's talk about the last round. A good result there against Leek.
Yeah, fantastic result for us. Leek come to our place and obviously put us under quite a bit of pressure on the day. I thought we had the better chances that day, and going away to Leek, I knew it would be tougher. But we went there with a real good mentality and we stuck to our game plans and, you know, obviously got the goal. But going down to 10 men made it really tough for us.
And obviously as well, I mean, it sets up this encounter tomorrow, which is a very big game. But it feels like you have big games. I speak to you all the time before big games, don't I? It's one of those things for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we always seem to, you know, pull out one of these kind of ties or do well in the competition to make a big tie happen. And tomorrow, you know, it's a local derby as well, Stamford Kettering. It's not much distance between the two clubs. So it's going to be a real tough task, but I'm really looking forward to this one.
I mean, your players have got to be on it. I mean, it would be a mammoth giant killing with the way Kettering have performed, not just in the league, but against other NPL sides as well. What are you expecting from Kettering tomorrow?
Well, they play total football. You know, they're really comfy in possession of the ball all over the park. You know, we're bringing the signing in, Dan Holman, as well. It just adds to the quality they've got. You know, like I said to the lads, on paper, you know, we should get hammered by what the quality they've got. They've got players that should be playing Conference North and maybe above. They've brought players in that, you know, have been playing that level and above. And with a new signing, you know, he's just come from league football. So on paper, you know, we really haven't got a chance. On paper, the quality of the two sides is completely on different scales. But no game's ever won on paper, so, you know, I'm confident I can always pull something out of the bag. I'm confident the players are, you know, if they listen and want to do the roles and responsibilities that I give them, you know, we can cause a couple of upset, and that's what we're looking, trying to do.
Absolutely. And you mentioned in the local press that you want your players to be brave tomorrow. It's got to be 100 miles an hour, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, Kettering play with such a free-flowing style of football because of the quality they've got. You know, Marcus's team talks can't be that difficult with the quality he's got in the changing rooms. But, you know, he's done a fantastic job. You know, we've got to go and stifle that. We've got to, you know, really be at a tempo where we try to strangle the game and get hold of, you know, balls in good areas and keep it for long spells because we won't get long in possession. So when we do have it, we've got to make sure that we're good with it. You know, if chances come around, we've got to make sure that we take them. Mistakes have got to be really limited, and we've created a few you know, poor results for ourselves from winning positions in the last two games, and there have been mistakes, so we've now got to limit them mistakes against quality opposition and make them work for the goals and not give the goals away. And if we can make them work hard for it and they score because of the quality, we can accept that. But it's if we give them the opportunity of the goals which will really disappoint me as a manager.
Now, just before you go, Graham, as well, obviously this is one of those occasions at the Zico. Obviously a good crowd expected, not just from Kettering, but also the home support. What's your final message for the home support tomorrow?
It's it's really important, you know, that we do get a big gate from Stamford. I mean, they come out in numbers when I pulled this game out of the hat. The Wrexham, they really turned up and really gave us a fantastic support. I see this game as big as Wrexham. Some people might think I'm crazy saying that, but Kettering have been a big joy and killing club themselves. They're obviously, you know, they want promotion. They're paying for promotion, if you like, you know, in the sense of the players they're bringing in. But if you've got that, you know, you've got to bring the right players to the football club, and Marcus has done that very, very well. So I think, you know, for people at Stamford to come out and give us that support, it can be, you know, as the old saying goes, the 12th man. It can will the players on that a little bit more. It can, you know, when your mind and your legs are tired, it can find that little bit of extra energy when you hear them roaring, screaming and shouting. So we're really begging everybody at Stamford tomorrow to really take this game as a real big, serious game for the football club. And if we come out and we give them everything we've got, you just hope that they enjoy what they see and they come back the following week. And we'll be really trying to, you know, give it everything we've got. And you know, with that crowd behind us, I'm sure we can get that extra 5%.
Graham Drury there, manager at Stamford. And it's not just Stamford who are playing Central League opposition on Saturday in the second qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy. Division West side Prescott Cables will be travelling south to take on our old friends Hales Owen Town. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with Prescott Cables manager, here's Brian Richardson. Brian, a big thank you for joining us there. Before we get to tomorrow's biggie in the FA Trophy, let's talk about the last round. A brilliant result there. You must have been dead chuffed.
Yeah, it was a good result. Obviously, Warrington were going well in the league above. We hadn't got a lot to lose, really, Ben, because, I mean, no, I don't think anybody fancied us. And that's where, personally, I'd sooner be than when they do fancy us, because we tend to let people down when it's the other way around. But no, I see tomorrow as a similar sort of thing, really, you know. But yeah, it was a good result at Warrington. And we defended well that day as well, you know, and minimised the chances they had. And we took our goal well, so it was a good result.
I mean, your form going into that game, though, I mean, it was... James would have you, of this parish, would say that he did predict Prescott could do something in that game. So you didn't let James down. That's the most important thing. let's talk about the league form going into this. I mean, it comes at a time when Division West is proper kicking off with a lot of jostling going on for the playoff places. I mean, would an FA Trophy, is an FA Trophy run handy at this time, or is it distracting? I mean, how do you see it?
We've had two bad results. I felt we're well beaten on Tuesday night. I felt last Saturday we threw it away. We got a red card late on after we were leading 2-1. When you start slipping down the table, you want to play in the league and get 3 points back on board. You know, I mean, we've slipped from something like third to seventh. But, you know, we've got a game tomorrow. There's a couple of teams above us that if we won a game in hand, we could go above and probably go fourth or something like that. So really, yeah, it's a double-edged sword. You want to get your 3 points in as soon as you can and check that sort of poor run of two games away from you. But at the same time, it's a free hit when you've nothing to lose, really, because, I mean, it's a bit of a trek. I've been down there when they were in the league above, obviously, in the Evo Stick Prem. It's quite a lively crowd. They'll have a big gate on. And in some ways, it's like nothing to lose, a bit like Warrington, you know. Form-wise, they're obviously a league above us, although you can never tell regionally how good or bad the leagues are. But the type of team, if they won the games in hand, they could go up the league. And I don't know, I think it is what it is, isn't it? You get there and you think, well, we've not got a choice in it. We're playing in trophy, and let's hope we can bring something out of it. And if we do, that can help us in our next league game as well, you know.
And the other thing is as well, because it's such a free hit, like you're saying, because you go to their place and because they're lower half of the Central League, if you do get a foothold in that game, the crowd could turn quite quickly. So that's, you're like the pantomime villain going into this game in many ways.
Yeah, I mean, without sounding like we're ultra professional, you do want to keep the crowd quiet. And you do want the crowd thinking, you know what, you know, not baying for blood, but thinking we could be in trouble here. And you've got to make sure your performance is right. right through the game, you know. And sometimes travelling does have an effect. I don't care what people say. At our level, if you've been on the coach 2.5 hours, it sometimes can have an effect. And sometimes other days you think, well, we've done well to get on it. But I think when anybody who wants to sit on a coach for 2-3 hours sometimes and then say, well, it's great. I think South Shields are probably struggling a bit with that a little bit this year. You know, you look at their form away from home, and League Town's another good side, but their away form, their away form's not particularly good. So distances can make, you know, they can do things to results, but, you know, we've just got to hope that because it's a cup match and there's a few quid at stake, and you know, we would have won sort of 3 or 4 then. And that takes us in with big lads, you know. So there is an incentive at the end of it. As long as we don't lose, even a replay, you know, can be very helpful for us on a Tuesday, because they're going to make that same journey.
Absolutely. I mean, I come off a team bus and I can't commentate. I can't speak for like 2 hours on a game after some coach journey. So I don't know how anyone plays a game of football, to be honest.
It is tough.
Just to say then, I mean, obviously there's some fans going down there. We spoke about the vocal support that Prescott Cables bring to any match. What's your message to the away following tomorrow?
I mean, we just hope that we don't let the fans down. That we make sure. I mean, initially, we just want to put a good performance on and see where it takes us. You know, because sometimes, you know, as long as you're giving everything you can for your club, I think the type of fans who appreciate that. And we've always said all the way along, if we're working hard, and believe it or not, we were really hard on Tuesday night and got smashed 4-0. But as long as I found from being at Prescott, as long as the team's working hard and trying to give everything they've got, the fans will get behind them. They very rarely do they turn on them. And that's our mantra, really. But, you know, hopefully we can give them something to shout about tomorrow.
Prescott Cables manager there, Brian Richardson, talking to me on Friday afternoon on the eve of their match away at Hillsdale in town in the second qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy. Also in second qualifying round action, we've got AFC Mansfield. They'll be taking on Pickering Town in an All Division East affair. And on behalf of everyone here from the MPL show, we hope both sides win and make it through to the next round. But a big good luck to both AFC Mansfield and Pickering Town in that match there. Also in action, Carlton Town. They'll be following up that superb display from the first qualifying round where they defeated Bedworth United by 1-0 as they travel to Yorkshire to take on Farsley Celtic. So a big good luck there to Wayne Scott and the gang at Carlton Town in that one. But we started off the show talking about Step 4 against Central League opposition, and we're going to keep the theme going now. Marsh United taking on Tamworth of the Central League. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with a manager at Marsh United. Here's Carl Jarrett. So, Carl, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to tomorrow's biggie, just a big congratulations for the last round. A great 2-0 win there at Cleethorpes Town. You must have been dead pleased with that result.
Yeah, especially away from home against a strong team. I know a lot of people maybe look at the league and see that sitting bottom at the minute, but looking at the results over the last few weeks, that they've only been beat by 1 goal, and they've drew quite a lot, you know, at home. So we knew it was going to be a very, very hard game against a tough team. And to be fair, they were really in the game for the first 20, 25 minutes, and then, you know, we took control of it and got the ball down and played some good stuff, and scored. Matty Water scored some great 2 goals, really, not a sou. So we're really happy with the win there, because it's a very hard place to go.
Absolutely, and yeah, you touch upon Cleethorpes' position there, and if you look at Division East, there's a few teams down the bottom end where you're going, that's a false position. I mean, you could look at AFC Mansfield or Stocksbridge Park Steels and the like, even Carlton Town, really.
All of them.
I shouldn't have started a list there, Carl, because then I feel bad for the teams I didn't mention. But you are used to that, I suppose, that kind of, you know, playing a team who aren't where they should be in the league table and having to fight for it.
Most weeks, honestly, you wouldn't believe that we've most probably had our most difficult games against teams that have been in the round 14, 15, 16th. And, you know, and I hear sometimes the lads come along and they're asking, oh, where are these in the league, Carl? And 14th, well, There's nothing with the 14th or the bottom or the second in the league or the first. You know, this league, anybody can beat anybody on the day. You know, it's a very, very hard league. I've been so surprised this season how hard it's been.
But you're there. Yeah, you're second in
the league
table at the moment after a great start to the season. One of the informed teams in the division. You are having to leave the league, though, to one side tomorrow, and that leaves Morpeth to get another game on the board. They're 8 points up the road at the moment. You will have two games in hand. So with the FA Trophy, is it a distraction? Or you can't, beggars can't be choosers, can we? This is great.
You start off as a football manager and football players and a club itself. You start a season and you're entering every competition that's available for you. So, you know, I look at it as every competition you're in, you want to try and win as many as you can, because you don't just want to go in one place, put all your eggs in one basket and not win that, and then you've lost out on other things you maybe could win. So, you know, yourself, football is all about winning things, you know, trophies and leagues and titles and that. And no matter what we're in, you know, we'll try our hardest to win what we can, you know. So we're just happy, you know, to still be in a few of these, especially the trophy. It's going to be a tough game tomorrow. So, you know, Morpeth at the present minute, they're in a good run of form in the league. You know, it'll put them 6 points, I would have thought. Two games in hand for us tomorrow, and maybe score about 9 or 10 points in front of us. But we had that last year. There were 27 points in front of us, you know. So it's early stages in the league for us now. But you're all right, it's a distraction tomorrow for us, and we're looking forward to it.
But really, you know, when we spoke to Manchester United towards the end of last season, and, you know, we spoke at the start of the season as well, Carl, didn't we? And, you know, this is what promotion was about. It was going into the unknown. And you're playing yep. Tamworth. And, you know, Tamworth are a big, big non-league club. And they're coming to your gaff. I mean, what's the mood at the club like?
Well, everyone's excited for tomorrow, obviously. We know where they've been and what they have done and that. We've had them watched. They've had us watched. You know, they come and watched us last week when we played most probably the best played all season against Loughborough last week. I thought we were excellent all last week. And they've come and watched us. It was an hour and a half, so it was easy for them. You know, I've had Middlesbrough Football Club, which is very kindly of them, went and watched them on Tuesday night for us and done a report for us on them. Brilliant. So we know a bit about them. You know, it's what we try and do in these games, and we've done it last year in the bars. We've just got to take care of ourselves. You know, we can only prepare our team to, you know, obviously doing little bits of homework and maybe find out danger men and what shape they play. But if we try and take care of ourselves and we do the right things, I can't ask for any more than off the lads, you know. And that's what we'll be doing tomorrow.
And finally then, Carl, what's your message to the home support? Obviously the attendances have been pretty decent there at Mount Pleasant anyway.
Well, I personally believe, you know, if they get down tomorrow, they're going to see a great game of football. You know, we'd like to see the place rocking with, you know, 300 plus in there tomorrow. I can't fault our fans, because like you said already, we've made the step up and we're going hundreds of miles away every week, and our bus has been full on every away game, you know. And we haven't been at home for a while, and we've got another two away games after this one, so it would be great for everyone to get down while they've got the chance, while we're there, you know, to support the lads.
Carl Jarrett there, manager at Mash United. Mash United hosting Tamworth on Saturday afternoon in the second qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy. You're listening to October's edition of the Evo Stick East West Show. And later in the show, we're going to be joined by the managers at Sheffield FC and Widnes. But we're going to keep the FA Trophy theme going. Shortly, we're going to be catching up with Andy Welsh, manager of Ossett United, as they'll be travelling to Lancashire on Saturday to take on Lancaster City. But before that, it's to Newcastle Town. Newcastle Town taking on Workington. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Newcastle Town. It's a welcome return to the show to Robin van der Laan. So, Robin, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to tomorrow's big game in the FA Trophy, just a big congratulations for the last game. A superb victory over Chasetown.
Yeah, it was a good game for us. We've played them before in the league already at home, and we done well during that game. So, you know, we were really looking forward to that. And you know, we've come from behind twice to win 5-2. This was a great result for all of us.
And how important is the FA Trophy for Newcastle Town this season? Because the form in the league's been a bit stop-start, that kind of thing. So it seems like a good opportunity to build momentum and get, especially when you score five goals like that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've started off with the season with three defeats while we were playing quite well. And then, you know, we've gone on this run where we had nine games unbeaten, which was great. We just got beaten in the league on Saturday to stop that run. But, you know, we've been playing well. We've been difficult to beat and we've been a threat. So, you know, the consistency is coming there. We've got a very young squad. You know, average age is probably around about 21. You know, 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds playing in our first team. So, you know, sometimes consistency can become a little bit of an issue. But, you know, we've not been done by anyone by 3-4 goals. And we've been in every single game that we've played, even the ones that we've won, that we've lost. We could have been taking a draw or even a win out of that. So, you know, we've been very, very competitive every game, so we're very pleased with the progress we've made.
And that's the case in Division West at the moment. I mean, even though you look at the league table, Newcastle down in 16th, but it's only 9 points to the playoffs, and you have got a game in hand over Colne up there in the playoff positions. And there is like a everyone's capable of beating everyone in Division West, it feels like.
Yeah, it feels like it's a little bit like that, you know, in every league, you know, apart from the Premier League, if you like, but, you know, every league has got that sort of, you know, people that are well organized, teams that are well organized, are difficult to beat. They can beat anyone. And, you know, our league is no different. There's no easy games. You know, there's a lot of competitiveness in with all the teams.
And when it comes to the FA Trophy then this weekend and this match against Workington, obviously Workington have already been down to your neck of the woods already this season and come a cropper against Kidsgrove. I mean, how are you? Have you been in touch with Kidsgrove or have you done your own homework?
Yeah, we have been speaking to some people at Kidsgrove. Also got some contacts at Mickleover Sports, who play Workington on the weekend. So we've got a little bit of inside info on, you know, how they play. They're pretty direct. So we have to make sure we're up for the battle and, you know, we have to make our quality count. Yeah, we've got some good quality in the team. We've played some really good, exciting football. So, you know, hopefully we can get the ball down and we can create some chances.
And this is what the trophy's about, isn't it, as well? I mean, when I go on Newcastle Town's Twitter feed, it's all talking about not just how successful the youth sides are doing at the club, but also about the excitement for this game. I mean, what's your message to the home support going into tomorrow? And what does it mean for the club at the moment, especially if you could create this kind of upset?
Yeah, no, it's massive for the club. You know, it's a great thing. Stoke are away in Port Vale on Sunday. So people have got an opportunity to come and watch what we're all about. You know, the club's really created this friendly atmosphere at the club where people can come and enjoy a nice afternoon with us. And the football's been good. People have been enjoying the football. We've played some good stuff. We've got some really good, young, and exciting players. We've got seven ex-Port Vale scholars in our team. So there's a lot of connection there with the professional game. And these boys are really wanting to impress and play higher up and play full-time football. So we've got some real good talent on show.
And you're playing against Workington, and Workington, let's be honest, a few years ago were higher up the non-league pyramid. So, you know, it is an opportunity for these younger players to show their wares in front of a partisan crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you always want to test yourself against teams in higher leagues, and it gives you a bit of an indication of where you are yourself with the team development and the players individually as well. So, you know, they bring a couple of coach loads of people down, I'm sure, and they're looking forward to it, and so are we. So we're hoping for a really exciting afternoon.
Robin van der Laan there, manager at Newcastle Town. So Newcastle Town hosting Workington on Saturday in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And lastly, when it comes to interviews for this weekend's matches in the FA Trophy, let's now talk about Lancaster City against Ossett United. Blimey, Charlie, this is a big game. And on Friday morning, I caught up with a manager at Ossett United. Here's Andy Welsh. So, Andy, a big thank you for joining us. First things first, yeah. Is everyone looking forward to this weekend and the FA Trophy?
Yeah, we're all excited. Obviously, we've had two home ties the previous rounds, but you know, Lancaster away, and you know, a team that's in a division higher than us, we're all looking forward to it.
And obviously, heading into this game, we've had your chief exec on a few times, but this is uncharted territory for Ossett United, a brand new club from Ossett Town and Ossett Albion. How's pre-season been and developing the club and help develop the club the way you have?
Yeah, I mean, with anything new, there's going to be things that don't go the way you expect and things that, you know, you didn't quite expect in terms of, you know, the crowds have been amazing. You know, our performance in the first 6 to 8 weeks has been, you know, different class. But we have you know, the last couple of weeks we've probably had a little bit of a dip in form in terms of the playing side. But you know, we've had a lot of injuries to key players and things like that. So we're having to keep a lot of people happy at the start of the season in terms of players coming in, giving the chance to both sets of players of Ossett Town and Ossett Albion players to show that, you know, they're good enough for what I was looking for the first team. Also, the, you know, building projects of the under-23s and things like that as well. So, you know, it's been exciting getting it up and running, and you know, we now look forward to days like to tomorrow where we can say, you know, this is our first ever bit of history going into this part of the round, as most games are really in the cups. You know, it's a bit of history for the club going forward.
I mean, when we spoke to Phil, I mean, the aim was the amazing thing was about it was how unified the whole thing was with Albion supporters, with Town supporters, looking forward. And like you say, that's mirrored with the attendances, just shy of 500, the average attendance in Division East. And is there a spring in the step with the club? Obviously, like you say, there's been a little blip in form recently, but it does feel like it's going in the right direction as a club.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. I mean, the biggest thing what I said to the players when they walked through the door pre-season is we will be the team to beat. And you know, teams are coming to Ingfield and they're trying to sit in for 90 minutes and you know, hit us on counters, or they try, you know, not many teams have come to Ingfield and tried to play, because we have, in my opinion, we've got some fantastic players. We've got a very good squad. And some very, very good footballers. Obviously, we've just added Greavesy, which is a very experienced striker, which is someone we're looking for. Adam Priest has just had a call up to Gibraltar. We've got Aidan Chippendale, who's played higher up, Alex McQuaid. And, you know, it's a very strong squad. And, you know, I think people are showing us a very good level of respect, which, again, has given me a different outlook on the way sometimes we need to play. You know, the whole aura around Ossett United, it's very, very, very positive. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest hurdles we're having to overcome at the minute, is that people are probably giving us a lot of respect and not coming out and coming at us, which, you know, we probably prefer.
I mean, that's kind of mirrored in the league table as well, because it's one of the best defensive records in the league, with only 15 goals conceded, but scoring goals just coming up a bit short. And you know, Tom Greaves, I'm an FC United fan, so I know what Tom Greaves is all about. He's got a great pedigree. I mean, what are you hoping he's going to be bringing to the table other than goals?
Well, I mean, I had a short spell at FC, and you know, funnily enough, I played with Greavesy there, and just his experience. I think what we've lacked is the balls. You know, some of the games were coming off and we've hit the post, the bar, the keep. Every single week their goalkeeper seems to be having the best game he's had. With Tom Greaves hanging around in the box, he ain't going to have that. So that's what we hope we're going to get from Tom. And, you know, he's very, very excited to get started. You know, he's not too far from Ossett. He doesn't have to travel on 62 anymore, and we're hoping that we're going to get a very, very excited Tom Greaves, who's going to put the ball in the back of the net.
Now, Lancaster City then tomorrow, FA Trophy, like you say, every round is a new adventure for the club. What are you expecting from Lancaster City? Mark Fell's turned that ship around now at Lancaster. They seem to be having a little upturn in form, but what are you expecting from them?
I know it's an old cliche, but you know, every game is a hard game for me anyway, and the way I set the players up is that first and foremost, we've got to, you know, win our individual battles. You know, like you say, Mark Fell, he's just come in from Ramsbottom, who, you know, at Albion last year, we had a good few battles with his team, so I know what to expect from his teams. For us, we have a game plan for every game, and we'll be looking to implement that tomorrow, and hopefully it'll come up trumps for us.
Andy Welsh there, manager at Ossett United, talking to me on Friday morning. Lancaster City against Ossett United on Saturday afternoon in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. We have got some kind of preview. It's not really that great, to be honest, but we do have a preview on this month's Evo Stick NPL show, which is also available on this very channel. That's nearly it for this month's Evo Stick East West show, but we're going to touch upon both leagues now, starting off with Division West. And following promotion from the North West Counties last season, Widnes have had a tricky start to the season, but they've been slowly climbing their way up the table now, and it looks like they've found the feet. So it's probably a good time to welcome back to the show one of the joint managers at Widnes. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with Kevin Towie. Kev, a big thank you for joining us. First things first, we spoke towards the end of last season, talking about the season to come. Firstly, how was pre-season, and have you found you're finding your feet in the division?
Pre-season went really well. I was really happy and really comfortable where we was. I felt like we'd improved, and yeah, like I say, we were happy going into the season. That was the peak, I think. Since then, we've not hit the heights that we'd hit in pre-season and last season.
That said, though, the recent forms, there has been an upturn in form, which is why we've got you back on the show, because obviously it was a difficult start to the season, but you have had some good results, and I've worked your way up to mid-table, which must be pleasing.
I think from the outside looking in, you know, people see a club who've been promoted and currently sit kind of mid-table, finding the feet. You know, from the outside looking in, people probably go, well, they're doing okay. Internally, I'll be totally honest, I'm not happy. We're below where I projected us to be at this stage in the season. I set our standards high, and I set them high for a reason, not because I was being blasé, but I genuinely believed that we could kind of knock on the door of the playoffs, and I feel like we've been well below par. There's still a lot more to come from us. So I suppose if we're looking for positives, the fact that we haven't hit any form and we're still in mid-table, they're the positives.
I mean, what do you think the major differences are between counties football and what you find in Division West?
The mistakes in both boxes. So the defenders at this level make less mistakes, allowing you less opportunities, and the forwards at this level take more chances, so they don't make as many mistakes.
And when it comes to, I mean, you said you wanted to be knocking on the door of the playoffs. I mean, only 14 games into the season, and you are only 6 points from the playoff positions. And tomorrow you've got this very very big game at Shoreview, taking on Trafford, who are in the playoff positions at the moment. This is going to be a good measure of hopefully where Widnes can go to next.
Yeah, I think even on what I've said about where I feel we're below par and we're below where I feel we should be, in out of the 14 league games we've played, I'd say in 10 of them league games, we can look at them and not say we've been unlucky, because I don't like the word, but certainly say on a different day, we can win them games. And maybe that's a little bit of know-how, a little bit of experience at this level, because a lot of lads are experiencing it for the first time. Maybe that is the case, that we do need to find our feet, but it's certainly something we're still striving for. And teams like Trafford, they're teams who are well versed at this level, have been for, you know, several years now, probably, you know, 10 years actually. I bet you Trafford have been in the NPL. So when we look at that, and that's the marker, then if we can get anywhere near them guys, then we're doing okay.
And when it comes to Widnes off the pitch, obviously this is a step up for the club. I mean, is the plan to move back to Widnes, and how's that developing?
Yeah, so I think when we spoke in the summer, we were probably aware of the issues regarding the stadium. So the stadium itself, where we play, had failed its FIFA test totally out the club's hands because we're tenants there. So we had to ensure promotion, we had to satisfy ground grade, and we had to play games away from home over at Barnton, which they've been very good towards in doing so. With all respect, the pitch there is not conducive to the way that we play football, so that's probably cost us a few points. And although people can point to go, well, it's the same for both sides, well, it may well be, but when we're the side who plays football rather than just, you know, banging it, it's not the same for some both sides because that's not the way we play. We're due to move back to the stadium in early December. We've had the confirmation, the work started on the pitch to relay it. It's currently been pulled up, and the relaying process is to start within the next week or so.
That's brilliant stuff, and that means the club can then go back on to doing things and build and going from strength to strength. I mean, there's also the academy sides in the MPLFA, they're doing quite well as well, aren't they? So it is onwards and upwards for the club.
Yeah, I think what I probably sometimes forget, and a lot of other people, is this club's very young in comparison to a lot of other clubs who've been going for a long time, and we're not just looking for, you know, parachuted instant success, and that's not what the club's about. And it is about getting a youth team, getting a youth structure. We started last season for the first time and introduced 3 junior teams. We're now up to 12 junior teams this year. We've got the MPL youth side. So by the time next year comes, we should have an age group from under sixes right the way through to under-18s, and hopefully a development squad, which is being talked about. And once we get to that stage, then we can start blooding our own players. We can start bringing youth through. We can start bringing Widnes boys through and local lads. And putting the club on the map, you know, with a view to getting our own premises as the next step.
Kevin Towie there, joint manager at Widnes. And that's nearly it for this week's show. But one last interview to bring you, and that comes from the other side of the Pennines now to Sheffield. Sheffield have had a much better start to the season than last season, just knocking on the door of the playoffs after 13 games in Division East. And on Friday night, I caught up with a manager at Sheffield FC. Please welcome back to the show, here's Gavin Smith. Gavin, a big thank you for joining us. And, We've got you on because Sheffield have had a great run of form at the moment. I mean, you must be dead pleased with the start the club's made this season.
Yeah, it's been a great start. Obviously, the first game of the season when we got destroyed 4-0 wasn't the greatest, but we've picked up some valuable points for the last few weeks. Like I've been trying to say to the lads, it's about being consistent and putting in the right performances, and I believe we've got a good 16, 18-man squad to kick on this season and do really well and finish quite high up. So, yeah, we're fairly pleased with how we've gone. Looking at a few games, honestly, what we've played, I still think we could have had another 7 points. And that's, people might think I'm being a bit harsh, but we've drawn a couple of games that we should have won, and we've definitely lost a game what we should have at least got a point out of. So, yeah, we're not doing bad seventh, so I'm happy at the moment.
I mean, the last result in the league, the 3-0 against Ossett United, that's certainly put a marker down there for what Sheffield are capable of. I mean, what was your expectations going into this season? Because this is much better than last year, certainly.
Yeah, well, going into the season, I sat down and spoke to the chairman and Doles, and I don't want to curse this, but I thought, realistically, I was saying if I can put a squad together, I'll be looking to finish round the playoffs. That's where I want to be. Want to finish as high as we can. So I weren't just coming in to try and keep a club up, because that's where I've been past few years, struggling to stay in the league. And I believe we've got a group of lads. I've brought a couple in. So our ambitions was to at least get round the playoffs and then next season have a big push. But where we're going now and bringing players in and lads adapting to how we're playing, if we continue, we could be right up there.
I mean,
I can't see why not.
What have you made of the division this season? Because obviously it's a brand new division. It's bits of Division 1 North and Division 1 South. But with a couple of new additions to the division as well. It's certainly very, very competitive, to say the least.
It is. And like, we've played Marsk and Morpeth, who are really good passing teams. They get the ball down and they play. And that's the way they play. They don't change the formation, which they're good at. They've worked at it and they're really good at it. And like I said, we play some teams who we don't know about. And it's just, at the moment, the league is, anyone can beat anyone. So I think you just got to stick to your guns and believe how you want to play. And it's, and like I said, if you can stick to your guns and play how you want to play, and hopefully, if you can stick to your guns and do what you're doing, you will overcome the other team by sticking to the way you want to play. And that's what Morpeth do. Morpeth and Marsk are both great passing teams. And that's all they did from first minute to 93rd minute. So when we play both of them, we come up with a formation, what try to stop them from playing. We will squeeze and playing high tempo, and we catch them on the counter-attack. But the league is, it's, listen, anyone can beat anyone. And that's, it's good and it's not good, because when we went to, Spalding, bottom of the league, we should have looking at the league, we should have gone and beat them. They've turned us over, and then now they've gone on a run and beat a few teams. So it is up and down, and I think teams just need to, consistent. If you can get 5-6 wins on a bounce, it'll put you up there, because everyone else seems to be losing points against each other.
Well, we were speaking to Carl earlier at Manchester United, and we were saying about some of the teams down the bottom end, like Cleethorpes Town. You mentioned Spalding there, you could mention Stocksbridge and Frickley and the like. I mean, it's a very topsy-turvy division, and like you say, very, very competitive. But you've got a free weekend this weekend, haven't you? Which is a shame, because the attendances are up as well at Sheffield FC. The club must be bouncing.
It says the fans are loving it, to be fair, because we've got a few decent results. But yeah, unfortunately, past few weeks, we've coming knocked out all the cups. We seem to be playing, then missing a week, playing and missing a week, and to be fair, just killing his momentum. Because I just want us to keep going on while we're on momentum, keep playing. But that's how it is. So at the moment, we're just getting plenty of training in, trying to get a few friendlies sorted out as well, because we're not playing midweeks now till after Christmas. Ideally, we could do with games. Well, the next, just to get the games in. The next game.
Yeah, the next game is AFC Mansfield.
And, yeah, at home.
What's your message to the home support for that one?
Well, I'm just trying to get the lads ready for it, really. We've got 10 days, well, just under 7 days to get them prepared. We've got a friendly Tuesday rolling. I've got a few injuries, hopefully, what should be coming back. So it should put us in good stead, and we need to get a good win. We need to put in a good performance against FC Mansfield, which won't be easy. And then, like you said, if we can get another good win, it just keeps the momentum going. And hopefully we can keep climbing up the table. Maybe just reach getting playoffs, hopefully, if results go our way.
Gavin Smith there, manager at Sheffield FC. And on that note, that is the end for October's edition of the Evo Stick East West Show. A big, big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. A big, 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 big good luck to all Division East and West sides in FA Trophy action this weekend. We hope you all win. For all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Division West or East side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick?
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.